Text numéro 91, Uber World. Let's Uber. Few companies offer something so popular that their name becomes a verb. But that is one of the many achievements of Uber, a company founded in 2009, which is now the world's most valuable startup, worth around $70 billion. Its app can summon a car in moments in more than 425 cities around the world, to the fury of taxi drivers everywhere. But Uber's ambitions extend much further. Using self-driving vehicles, it wants to make ride-hailing so cheap and convenient that people forgo car ownership altogether. Uber is not alone in this ambition. Companies big and small have recognised the transformative potential of electric self-driving cars summoned on demand. Technology firms including Apple, Google and Tesla are investing heavily in autonomous vehicles. From Ford to Volvo, incumbent car makers are racing to catch up. An epic struggle looms. It will transform daily life as profoundly as cars did in the 20th century, reinventing transport and reshaping cities, while also dramatically reducing road deaths and pollution. In the short term, Uber is in pole position to lead the revolution because of its dominance of chauffeured ride hailing, a part of the transport market that will see some of the fastest growth. But in the longer term, autonomous vehicles will drive the reinvention of transport. The first examples have already hit the road. Google is testing autonomous cars, and within the next few weeks, Uber itself will offer riders in Pittsburgh the chance to hail an autonomous car, though a human will be on hand to take back the wheel if needed. Self-driving cars will reinforce trends unleashed by ride-hailing, making it cheaper and more accessible. The disabled, the old, and the young will find it easier to go where they want. Many more people will opt out of car ownership altogether. As car ownership declines, the enormous amount of space devoted to parking, as much as a quarter of the area of some American cities, will be available for parks and housing instead. It is not clear which companies will dominate this world or how profitable it will be. As more firms pile into ride-sharing and autonomous vehicles appear, the business may prove to be less lucrative than expected. Uber can offer transport services without owning a single vehicle and keep the lion's share of the profits. But if its service becomes an integral part of urban transport infrastructure, Uber could end up being regulated, more highly taxed, broken up, or all of the above. In a self-driving world, Uber might also have to own and operate its own fleet, undermining its asset-light model. But whether Uber itself wins or loses, we are all on the road to Uber World. Adapted from The Economist, September 2016.